Renewable Kerry on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Renewable Energy Ireland. Energy powered by nature.
Yeah, it's time to dip in again to our Renewable Kerry slot here on Radio Kerry on Kerry Today. And we're going to be talking in specific about the impact of renewables on the economy and jobs in particular on the programme today. And with me on the show, I've got Terence McGovern, who's on the line. He's a director in KPMG Ireland as Energy and Decarbonisation Advisory Lead, helping companies manage their energy costs and decarbonise their business in a moment as well. We're going to be speaking in more detail with Noreen Stack, who is Managing Director for Enercon Wind Farm Services here, one of the biggest companies in that area, operating here from Kerry, of course. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Terry. Delighted to be here.
Terence, if I can start with you on this one. We're talking here about the interaction between the economy and renewable energy. What is the state of renewable energy within Irish communities and those benefits that come from these projects?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Gerry. We see some very strong benefits to both the national economy and then to the local communities. The renewable or onshore wind farms and solar farms, so they're among the biggest payers of commercial rates in the country. Like, Kerry's in the top 10 of counties receiving commercial rate income from these wind farms and solar farms. It's getting 10% of its income, rateable income from there. We also see, these projects, when they get a contract from the government to be on the power system, they have to commit to feeding into a community benefit fund. It's what's called €2 a megawatt hour. In Kerry alone, that's over €500,000 a year that's going into local amenities, local projects, supporting other businesses as well. And then it's also the end users of this. So I work a lot with the corporates, the large corporates that are the foreign direct investments, and they want green power. Right, they're willing to go out. They're willing to pay a premium. A lot of them have wider sustainability measures that they want to see actions in the communities for the communities that host these assets that allow their business work. And more, they're having to move closer to where the renewable electricity is coming from, bringing the jobs with them because the grid isn't moving enough of that power around.
That's because of the engineering realities of renewable energy and energy to a grid that they're having to move closer to where the power is located or generated.
Correct. And the government's calling for that as well. A lot of the policies now are looking, the most efficient use of the grid. And what that means is sometimes minimising the use of the grid. So bring the demand to where the source is, where the resource is.
Okay. What kind of jobs will be available because of these projects? And what are we talking about in terms of numbers of people working in renewables now, Terence?
It's very established in Ireland because it's a very, very large industry in Ireland. And look, you see, I've Enercon on the call as well, and they've decided to headquarter their Irish operations in Kerry, which is fantastic news. But across that, we know there's over 7,000 jobs in the solar industry in Ireland. There's tens of thousands of jobs supported in the wind industry, and we've done various reports on this in the past and how we assess them. And it's across, it's high quality jobs outside urban areas. So yes, there's urban jobs and generally in accounting and legal and some of the engineering design, but you've got people doing bird surveys, noise surveys, community engagement, craftsmen, transport, local transport fleets are moving this equipment to the sites, creating that activity in the area, outside of the Dublin, the Limericks, the Corks, down with the community and creating those jobs. And then that spills over into the guy driving the truck is buying the sandwich and the cup of coffee. But there are, there's very defined careers, good long-term careers, not being displaced by AI. Guys who have to go out and fit and install and monitor these equipment.
And maintain the equipment as well as a key element of it.
These are minimal 15 years. Generally, you're looking at 25, 30-year assets that need maintenance, need retrofitting. So long-term jobs that can't be replaced by a computer.
Yeah, indeed. Noreen Stack, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us in the programme again. You're Managing Director of Enercon and I know you're leading a team that keeps about 700 turbines turning across Ireland, headquartered here in Tralee. How has your development been going with the development of renewables?
Yeah, great to be here, Gerry, and I'm always happy to talk about renewables, our renewables from the perspective of the economic benefit as well, of course, to the environmental benefit. You know, there's very much those two parts of it. Yeah, you're right, 700 wind turbines across Ireland, so that's equaling about 1.5 gigawatt hour, to put it in more tangible terms. You know, we're powering about 1 million homes per year across our Intercon fleet. You know, the team in Tralee is monitoring through every stage of the life cycle of these turbines, from the sale right through to the project management of the build and then the servicing, which can work for 30-35 years. So as Terence already commented, you know, these are very secure long-term jobs. This isn't a project you build and then you're on to the next one. We're committed to these wind farms for long periods of time, so that gives us, you know, security in terms of job creation and growth. And also, you know, you mentioned it already in terms of AI, that has a big role to play in our industry in terms of, you know, support with remote monitoring and, you know, predictive faults. But also we need people to be hands-on with the equipment, you know, because we're dealing directly with physical turbines on site. So the security of the jobs remains. The growth is there for sure. I mean, we're building projects in Kerry at the moment. So we're building a project in Ballylongford, in Killorglin. And with that comes, of course, the direct labour that is on site with that build. It comes with the future service needs of those projects, but it also comes with the indirect jobs associated with each of those builds. I mean, down in Killorglin, go ahead, Jerry.
Continue. Yeah, in Killorglin, you're currently active there.
So we're working, you know, with a Castle Island based engineering company down there who are doing the civil side of the business while we're doing the install of the turbines. So, you know, there's the direct labour, but then there's also the indirect benefit as well.
Yeah, there certainly is. Look, we're here in Kerry College campus this morning to talk about their open evening and their apprenticeship open week. They have an exhibitor area here, a wind turbine classroom. That's an example of the training you can get here in Kerry for the jobs that are also in Kerry.
That's right, and we work closely with Kerry College on that as well. You know, we've hired many electricians who've come through Kerry College, and we've hired wind turbine technicians as well directly from Kerry College and worked with them on the development of that course. I mean, with the wind industry, when you hire a technician, you know, you're upskilling them then as well. So we have our own training centre in Kerry where we train our own employees, but we also train employees coming to us from the UK as well. So there's lifelong learning that comes with the role as well, and, you know, potentially a lot of development of opportunities as well that comes with that.
Okay, Terence, back to you. Where are things going from here in terms of development? I know solar farms are starting to come online here in Kerry as well as nationally. I know there's obviously the battery storage side of things as well that's being developed, but a lot of it in terms of wind is looking offshore.
It is. There's more development onshore wind. Like, you know, Ireland, in one way, we're blessed that we have such natural resources, including solar. Okay, look, it's been cloudy for the last while. But the, you know, it's actually windier in the winter in Ireland than the summer. So then the solar helps out in the summertime when you do need that power as well. And the big benefit of the solar is, you know, it's not just the big fields of solar. You know, I have it in my house. The neighbors have it in the house. Farmers can put it on their sheds, reduce their own costs, started dispatching back to the grid and getting paid for that. So there's plenty more opportunity onshore. Look, Ireland's big opportunity is offshore. And when we go offshore, we're really pushing to, like, you know, one of the most decarbonized energy systems in the developed world. And we'll also start to export a lot more power because we'll have so much of it. So it's a great resource there. But there's plenty more to be done onshore. Like, I think storage is coming through. Its cost is reducing, you know, rapidly at the moment. New technologies are coming through. You know, some really large national importance storage projects are coming through in Kerry because you have so much, you do host so much wind for the country. And they'll then start to have a meaningful impact as well, that storage aspect. And yeah, it's new types of jobs. We were doing work with the European Battery Alliance in the last year or two, and they'd, you know, broken out how many different types of roles you need for a storage project, because it's a breaking new area. It's really interesting one to be in.
And is that an area that needs attention, Terence? Because as we're learning this morning from Airgrid, there are challenges ahead in the immediate term to keep the energy flowing and keep up with demand.
It is. We did a big piece of work for Energy Storage Ireland a year or two ago, and it's focused specifically on jobs and skills and employment, which is where a lot of data comes from. But what we found from that is a lot of the people who are bringing this have the skills they need now for now, but when they're looking out, you know, that 3 years, that 5 years ago, and well, actually, there's a gap coming through. So we've managed to do what needs to be done. But when we need to do a lot more and do the, you know, because battery storage is changing so quickly, you know, their ability to respond and scale is where they're more worried about rather than immediate. Because the reasons they borrowed from the wind skills they built, they borrowed from the solar skills they built and solved the problem. But you also didn't need to plan for the future and make sure you're able to keep growing.
Yeah, and that's an important one as well. Okay, well, look, it's a fascinating area. We'll continue to keep a close look at it here on the programme. But thanks to both of you for talking to us on the show this morning. Noreen Stack, Managing Director with Enercon Wind Farm Services Ireland Limited, and also Terence with us on the line, of course, from KPMG, talking about the realities, I suppose, of it. Terence McGovern there, who is Director of KPMG Ireland and is leading their energy and decarbonisation team at their